Okay, this is for Kara and Jim, who wanted to hear a real-life Amy voice story, not a boring poetry voice story. And disclaimer, this is so probably not funny to anyone but me, but is totally hysterical to me, so I'm going to tell it anyway. So this is the story of the ghost of Noonie, which is more a story than a ghost story, so don't expect too much. So when I was a kid, this woman lived up the road from my parents, and she was kind of a loony, like crazy lipsticky, outside of the lines lipsticky, and she made up these long, convoluted stories about strangers, which in retrospect is totally me now, so shit. Anyway, she had this dog named Noonie, one of those little dogs that's more hair than body mass, and you can't see their eyes. It's totally shady, by the way. Like, you don't know what's going on in a dog's mind if you can't see their eyes. Like, they're probably going to eat your face. You don't know. You don't know if they're going to eat your face. So anyway, one day Noonie died and she buried him, and I was little and she was totally weird. So I thought probably she buried him in the house. I was little. She was weird. Anyway, totally creeptastic. Noonie was in the house. So anyway, she moved away, and the story was that she became a panhandler or something, and then she died and left her house to my parents in her will, like magic, like in a magic fairy tale, but really wasn't so much a fairy tale as she was totally sad and had no family members. So she left to my parents because she had no one else to leave it to. And then when my brother moved back to my hometown, they gave him the house because why would they need two houses? Because you can't really live in two houses. So anyway, yeah, I'm rambling. So when he told me he was moving in, I thought it would be really, really funny to be all, I don't know if I would move into that house. And he was all, why would you not move into that house? And I said, seriously, dude, the ghost of Noonie. And you have to say it like that because it's not funny if you don't say it like that. You have to say, ghost of Noonie, like that. Okay, OMG, he was totally furious with me, and that was not even the reaction I was expecting at all because he really has an awesome sense of humor. Very unexpected rage face. I have no idea what was going on. This is not funny. That dog was not buried in the house. There is no ghost of Noonie. Then he, like, ran to my parents, and we were in our 20s at that point, which doesn't even make any sense. Ran to my parents. So my dad came to me, and he was all, Amy, please don't make fun of your brother about the ghost of Noonie. Ghost of Noonie does not live in his house. The ghost of Noonie is not funny. Do not bring up the ghost of Noonie again. But listen, everybody keep saying the ghost of Noonie like that was hysterical to me, and I was cracking up and giggling and giggling, and the ghost of Noonie totally was funny, and they were wrong. So funny. So now whenever I visit him, I want to say ghost of Noonie like so, so bad, and it's on the tip of my tongue constantly, but not allowed, because ghost of Noonie is not allowed. That is the story of the ghost of Noonie, which is probably not funny to anyone but me, but totally hysterical to me. Thank you.